Well, thank you very much, Ambassador Waisi. And with this, I'll have a quick concluding remark, Mr. Vice President. And I will say that no country should have to prepare their national report under circumstances faced by Afghanistan. We thank the Council and its member states and the international community for their continued support and for push in accountability in Afghanistan. The people of Afghanistan, we were an active member of the international community, inspiring for progress and equal dignity like any other nations before the Taliban existed, and we will be after they are removed. However, no amount of repression and oppression can wipe the resilience of our people, especially the women of Afghanistan. We will continue our national struggle to seeing Afghanistan free, independent, stable, and equal home for all its citizens, free of tyranny and terror. While we welcome active participation and constructive recommendations by all member states, in the light of ongoing human rights crisis in Afghanistan, we propose also the following recommendation. Number one, ensure that any dialogue and engagement with Taliban is contingent on and centered around respect for human rights and the fundamental freedom of people of Afghanistan. Engagement should be seen as a mean to the restoration of political settlement as envisaged in the several UN resolution, not an end by itself. Number two, take steps to facilitate establishment of an inclusive and representative government, including about gender and all ethnic and religious groups, ensuring full, equal, and meaningful participation of women, youth, in decision-making and all positions. And number three, establishment of an independent investigative mechanism by the Human Rights Council. Formally recognizing an institutionalized regime of systematic oppression and discrimination against women and girls by the Taliban as gender apartheid, and supporting the codification of gender apartheid as crime against humanity. Uphold principles of non-refoulement, cease deportation and the forced repatriation of nationals of Afghanistan, facilitate safe resettlement, transit passage, and practical pathways for refugees and asylum seekers, expedite asylum processes, application for those waiting for their final destinations, and strengthening protection measures. Number five, provide funding for OCHA humanitarian needs response for Afghanistan. And I would like to thank also the TRICA of India, Netherlands, and Burundi for their efforts, for Secretariat of UPR team, and all my colleagues together who came from different parts of the world, from four continents, to be here and to present Afghanistan's report, and whoever helped us in making this report. Mr. Vice President, I would like to end my remarks by just reciting a Persian poem by Saadi, who is a 13th century Persian poet, who is also his words are inscribed outside this hall and also in Committee 3 in New York, which says, بنی آدم اعضای یک دیگرند. Human beings are member of a whole, in creation of one essence and soul. If one member is inflicted with pain, other members uneasy will remain. If you have no sympathy for human pain, the name of human you cannot pertain. And I thank you very much, Mr. Vice President.